On this week's episode, EMU's Student Senate had its first meeting since EMU was forced to shut down in March due to the coronavirus pandemic, and the Holy Bones Festival continues to raise funds to create a creative space for the Ypsilanti community. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. EMU's Student Senate meetings reconvene on October 20th at 7 p.m. At the meeting, Student Government Vice President Colton Ray swore in new senators and appointed Student Government's new executive board. The new senators are Amanda Fox, Tyler Coachman, Ariane Uzar, Karis Bly, John Milkovich, Jasmine William Banks, and Michaela Stevens. The Executive Board of Student Government is appointed by the President and Vice President and are the only paid positions within student government besides the President and Vice President. Here is the new Executive Board of Student Government. Miles Campbell was appointed Director of Business and Finance and the Chairman of the Senate's Business and Finance Committee. Deja Giles was appointed Director of Student Services. Donicle Clemens was appointed Director of Diversity and Community Outreach. Josie McMitchell was appointed the newest Senate Clerk and Director of Internal Relations. And Tiana Stewart was appointed Director of Media. Also during this meeting, Student Senator Tyler Coachman brought to light an incident from the previous year in which former student body president Hegier Albazir had hung a Palestinian flag in the student government offices. The flag may be representative of both the Palestinian-controlled terrorist cities and the Palestinian people. A student who was a member of an international collegiate Jewish organization with a chapter at EMU saw the flag. According to Student Senator Amanda Fox, while the flag represented one thing for Albazir, it symboled another for the student. After listening to what the student had to say, Fox had recommended that all flags in the offices be taken down. The flag was eventually removed by student government advisors who had intervened to enforce student center policy regarding political neutrality. The next Senate meeting will be today at 6:30 p.m. via Zoom. All meetings can be accessed through student government's website at www.emusg.com. The Student Senate Internal Affairs Committee held its first meeting on October 27th. This meeting was interrupted by an anonymous caller who displayed an uncensored pornographic video. The act is known as porn bombing. The incident lasted for 8 seconds. Despite this intrusion, a new Senate application was created. With this new application, students interested in running for a senator position will no longer need to collect the 50 signatures that were required previously. For more information about the new Senate application, you can go to the student government website at www.emusg.com. The Holy Bones Festival was held virtually to raise awareness and funds to continue to build the Ypsilanti Performance Space Incorporated. This space, also known as the Ipsy, is being created to serve as a community creative safe haven for all artists. The former First Congregational United Church of Christ in downtown Ypsilanti serves as the Ipsy's home. Renovations for this project began in April 2018. At the fundraiser, there were auctioned items, donated artwork by local artists, and public domain works. The fundraiser ended October 31st, but Holy Bones will continue to support the Ipsy as it develops. For more information about Holy Bones, you can go to their website at holybones.net. As Election Day is quickly approaching, Ypsilanti Township Clerk Karen Lovejoy Rowe is confident that Ypsilanti Township will be able to count all of their absentee ballots. Due to grants and loans from Washtenaw County, Ypsilanti Township was able to get an additional 10 scanners, for a grand total of 32 ballot scanners. Each scanner will be able to scan 250 ballots every hour. The Ypsilanti Township Clerk's Office has received 18,000 absentee ballots, which is 89% of the 22,000 absentee ballots that were sent to Ypsilanti Township residents. Townships across the state will be able to begin processing absentee ballots on November 2nd due to the Senate Bill 757. This bill was signed by Governor Whitmer on October 6th and allows for cities and townships that have a population of over 25,000 people to start processing ballots prior to Election Day. Absentee ballots can only be counted from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Absentee voters have until 8 p.m. on Election Day to drop off their ballots. Within Ypsilanti Township, there are two drop boxes. One drop box is located at the Ypsilanti Township Fire Department, located at 222 South Ford Boulevard. And the second drop box is at the Township Civic Center, located at 7200 South Huron River Drive. Tomorrow is Election Day, so don't forget to vote. If you have an absentee ballot, you have until 8 p.m. tomorrow to drop it off at your clerk's office. For Ypsilanti City voters, there is a drop box located inside the Circle Drive entrance to the Student Center. If you are dropping your ballots off there, today is the last day to do it. Thank you to reporters Kennedy Robinson, Juliana Lumier, and Cameron Eberly for their work. Today's episode was written by Jasmine Boyd, edited by Ronia Kabangzug, and produced by Ashley Bueller. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast.